You are listening to Around It About Chattanooga. In this segment, how to train like a triathlete. Whether you want to literally compete in the upcoming triathlon or just get in shape, we've got some tips for you. The Chattanooga Waterfront Triathlon will happen at the end of June, and the Ironman competition is coming up in September. My guest is both a competitor and a sports medicine physician. Dr. Danielle Mitchell joins us. She founded the Chattanooga Sports Institute and Center for Health, and she's a regular guest here on Around It About talking about health issues. Dr. Mitchell, welcome back to Around It About.
Thanks, Mike, for having me back.
How many of these kind of triathlons and Ironman competitions have you participated in so far?
Oh, my goodness. Well, so this is now my ninth year of triathlon, and I can say, I know I can recount, I've done 5 Ironman competitions, and I've lost count on how many triathlons I've done over the years. But it's been, you know, this is now for me, I feel like moving out of the official newbie phase, and I've got at least a little bit of experience under my belt, so bringing
really?
That forward.
So you feel like just after 9 years, you're still just getting out of the new phase of it.
I do feel like it's kind of one of these experiences that you're always constantly learning about stuff. And so, you know, I mean, while I can say tongue in cheek that, you know, I come out of the newbie phase about things, I really constantly feel like I'm learning so much about just, you know, sports medicine and how to apply that to my sport with stuff. So I try and maintain a humble stance about it and always look at it as I can always learn something new from somebody else that's out there. So I keep at it.
So this is going to be a 1.5 kilometer swim, a 42 kilometer bike race, and a 10K run. My first question would just have to be, why? Why would you put yourself through all that in one day?
I know. It's kind of, you know, that's the question that, or the response that I get from a lot of people when they start, you know, like patients that come to my clinic and they start watching some of the triathlon videos that we show. And they're these moments that are just like during Ironman, for example, that are incredibly inspiring. And they're like, I just couldn't envision myself doing that. And it's like, that's pretty much where the journey for people starts. It's that challenge of like, well, you can actually do this. And it's very much possible, you know, from everybody who doesn't exercise at all on a daily basis to people who might have physical challenges and disability. We figure out how those athletes or how people tap that inner athlete, bring it out in them, and then overcome adversity in their lives. It's just this amazing process, and it's very inspiring. So I think that seeing that inspiration and joy, and I'm at this point in my career with triathlon and certainly being a sports medicine physician, where I think being able to foster that development in other athletes is the reason why I'm out there doing it. I have just an incredible, joyful experience working with people that they would say the same thing, why? And then they find themselves like signing up for their first triathlon and they're like, now I know why.
What specifically do you do? It's a bike race, it's a swim, it's running. Do you do just all those three things? Are there other exercises or things you do? How do you specifically train for this?
A lot of people, I think, especially, you know, when you envision like an Ironman race, for example, which we're hosting here in September of this year, I think a lot of people envision that it's this full out effort with stuff. It's a different type of endurance exertion. And so your training is actually different with respect to that.
So you shouldn't just start out trying to go full out every day until you puke.
Yeah, you don't want to, I call that there's the puke zone. and you don't want to be going like straight for that right away. But there's also, you know, this ability of like being able to, just like with any exercise program, you want to gradually increase exertion for people. And so when we train for an Ironman event, most people, you know, if you're working with a coach or you're following an online program, a lot of people will, if you're seasoned, you know, they may train for an event in like 4 to 6 months. People who are first coming into it, like when I first started, I actually remember giving myself almost a year to train and really get a solid base under myself. And you kind of look at your workouts over that time period of months on these weekly basis. So how many hours am I working out that week and how much cardiovascular endurance am I building with stuff? And as you get closer and closer to your event, your volume of working out each week increases. And there's even subtypes of workouts that are done throughout that week. Some of them are basically like done at what we call your endurance pace, which is, you know, you're out there, it's your all day pace, you know. And I've always thought about when I go out for an Ironman, for example, you have 17 hours in that day to complete an Ironman event. And that 17 hours is broken up into these specific time categories. So for an Ironman event, for example, you have 2 hours and 20 minutes to complete the 2.4-mile swim. You have to make a time cutoff. You have to do it, 2:20. And then if you make that time cutoff, you go into the next phase, which is the bike, for example. And the bike, you have 8 hours to complete 112 miles on the bike. And then you transition to the run, and they give you 6 hours for the run. And there's some transition time in there, too, because you have to, it's kind of like, you know, the clothes change in the stage show. You have to go in and basically change up your gear. But the run also, there's a 3 hour time cutoff to meet the 13.1 mile mark because you're running a total of 26.2.
So just making it to the end is an accomplishment. Not everybody's going to do that.
Yeah. And when you start watching the age groupers that are coming in and finishing right around 10 p.m. to midnight, because midnight's the absolute cutoff, you know, to have an official finishing time, these people have been out there for 15 plus hours that day. Amazing.
So it's biking, it's running, it's swimming. Is there one specific one you think is the most important you should concentrate on the most, or are they all equal?
Yeah, so everybody, I think, has their strengths with, you know, each of the disciplines in the sport. And I even add in a fourth discipline, which is, of course, no surprise to people, nutrition.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I'd say nutrition is the hardest one for everybody. But, you know, looking at the three physically active portions of stuff, you kind of, a lot of people and coaching philosophies are very different, of course, but a lot of coaches and I think people will focus on really being strong on the bike, because when you break down the time in the race, the most time in that race is spent on the bike portion of things.
You've been the team physician here at UTC at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, so you've worked with a lot of athletes, a lot of student athletes. How do you know the difference between I'm working hard, I'm working through the pain, versus I'm working too hard and I'm actually damaging myself?
Yeah, so I think at looking at like past experiences of, you know, how I've managed collegiate athletes, and then certainly now in my practice, I manage a lot of triathletes, professional cyclists, runners. And these are people who, especially when we start getting to the elite level where, or if you're doing like Ironman, for example, and you're training and just really packing in a lot of volume, you have to watch for things or signs that are, you know, is this person overtraining? There is actually overtraining syndrome. And so, you know, picking up those signs of like, is somebody getting like chronic fatigue because they're not recovering well, and recognizing, is this too much volume? Is it poor nutrition? Is it a combination of both? You know, even something as simple as a shoe or a footwear change up can really be a game changer for people.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're just about out of time. How can people find you on Facebook? I know you do a lot of training in public and you kind of invite people on Facebook to come along with you sometimes.
Yeah, so we actually do a fair amount of stuff. Of course, if people want to contact me about medical questions, training questions, nutrition stuff, they're more than welcome to contact me at my clinic, which is the Chattanooga Sports Institute and Center for Health. Our phone number is 423-875-1005. We're also on the web at www.chattanoogasportsinstitute.com. You can find me, Danielle Mitchell, through Facebook, and I also link up to my own clinic's webpage through Facebook. We also do a lot of stuff with our local triathlon club, which is the Chattanooga Multisport, Chattanooga Triathlon Club. And we do a fair amount. We host events all the time where we'll have people, we invite them into the club. Basically, anybody's open for membership, come in, do training events through the club. We also have a lot of outdoor clubs here, the COWS, which is the Chattanooga Open Water Swim Club. Yep. They meet every Wednesday down at the under the Market Street Bridge at 5:30 p.m. And I would say, you know, suggest that people know their skill level for what they're trying to undertake. But that's an open water swimming group that will go out and basically, you know, do their workout. And that's open to the public as well. So there's a lot of different things. I even do a strength training session that I've started up after that clinic as well with the COWS group. We have a lot of, you know, our master swim groups here in the area. Hallie McFadden, who's one of our local area swim coaches, you know, she does a lot of stuff with master swim and with COWS. And these are people who are just incredible in terms of bringing in people new to a sport or developing a skill level in people who might already be in the sport. But we're just about fostering athletes, getting people into healthy lifestyle, and making it happen for people.
Dr. Mitchell, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Welcome. Glad to be here.